With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump sending his top envoys to Pakistan to meet with Iran's foreign minister later today. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on the story.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president is dispatching Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in a bid to revive ceasefire talks.
We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting.
Leavitt says Vice President Vance will not travel to Pakistan, but he, Secretary of State Rubio, and the president's national security team are on standby to travel there if needed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wildfires continue to burn out of control in southeast Georgia and northeast Florida. Some 87 homes in Georgia in one fire reported destroyed. Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County are unprecedented.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
Meanwhile, in the Midwest, a powerful storm churned up multiple tornadoes that barreled through Oklahoma, damaging at least 40 homes and sending emergency crews door-to-door in a hard-hit neighborhood. The most extensive damage was in the rural town of Enid in Garfield County on Thursday night, where some homes were reduced to rubble. The Justice Department adopting firing squad as a permitted method of execution as the Trump administration moves to ramp up and expedite capital punishment cases. The Justice Department also reauthorizing the use of phenobarbital injections. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a disturbing story from Canada.
An 84-year-old woman from Vancouver arrived at the hospital with severe back pain and says the first treatment that she was offered was physician-assisted suicide. Marianne Lancaster tells the Western Standard that after taking her basic information, hospital personnel asked if she'd like to take her own life. She did not, and was eventually treated for a hairline fracture of her pelvis. Canadian pro-life advocates are expressing outrage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Court rulings are bolstering mandates to display the Ten Commandments in public schools. The biggest push began last year in Texas, where a challenge to the law was rejected this week by a federal appeals court. While the issue remains far from settled, the ruling is a victory for conservatives who reject arguments that the displays violate the so-called separation of church and state. Louisiana became the first state to pass a requirement 2 years ago, followed by Arkansas and Texas. The latest is in Alabama. This is SRN News. Tech stocks gave the markets a record boost on Friday.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street with a lot of help from Intel, while crude oil prices kept bouncing around as investors wait for what's next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% Friday. The Dow slipped 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.6%. Intel soared more than 23% after reporting gangbuster profits. Intel said it was seeing strong demand for its chips because of AI applications. Crude oil prices swung up and down throughout the day before ending little change. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Justice Department has ended its investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, clearing major roadblocks in the confirmation of Kevin Warsh as his successor. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro said on X yesterday her office was ending their investigation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.